This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Saturday urged its citizens in Afghanistan to avoid traveling to the Kabul airport for now, citing potential security threats near its gates. That warning, posted on the website of the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan and tweeted by the State Department in Washington, offered no detail on the nature of the threat, but conditions outside Hamid Karzai International Airport have been chaotic, with reports of people seeking to leave being beaten by Taliban fighters. The alert said because of potential security threats outside the gates at the Kabul airport, we're advising U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to the airport and to avoid airport gates at this time unless you receive individual instructions from a U.S. government representative to do so. The United States hopes to evacuate 30,000 Americans and Afghan civilians through its base in Kuwait and Qatar and says it's already helped 13,000 people leave the country since August 14th. On Friday, the U.S. military sent helicopters to rescue over 150 Americans unable to reach the airport gates, an official said. That was the first evidence that U.S. forces were willing and able to go beyond the U.S.-secured compound to help people seeking evacuation. American officials earlier confirmed that evacuation operations from Afghanistan had stalled for about 7 hours Friday because the receiving base in Qatar was overflowing. Thousands of Afghanistans already cleared to leave their country for the United States are still waiting at Kabul airport for available flights, while thousands of others wait outside. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised to help any American seeking to evacuate, but admitted the presence of thousands of U.S. soldiers at the airport does not guarantee safe passage to the vast compound. This is VOA News.